after your neighbor. That's a heck of a life. You get to love your children in front of you. You get to love. You ever talk to somebody, I want a new life. I don't love my wife anymore. I don't love my kids anymore. I'm missing out on life. They're usually my age. Does that sound like love? It's a life dominated with lust. And for too long they've been holding it on. And finally, they just get weak and they say, it doesn't matter anymore. And the Spirit of God says, I'll infuse you with desires for what you have and what's in front of you.
Desires for what you have.
So, as He works deep in your heart, as you call out to Him, I'm here, do it in me, man. Help me want what I got. Help me love what's in front of me. Help me want more of my wife and more of my friends. And help me serve the city I live in and not wish it away and hope I can move. Help me, God. I want to be a man of love, not a man of lust. But you got to do that. And so I bring you to this verse and I'm done. I'm done. Psalms chapter 8. And do you know where I got this verse? This is going to sound crazy to you, but I'm going to tell you the absolute truth. It's going to make me sound so spiritual, so I'm looking forward to it. I woke up this morning and God said, check the Bible out. I don't know if it was God, but it felt like God. And I had the thought in my head, check the Bible out. I'm going to speak to you from the verse of the day. That means I don't have to look anywhere. I just get the verse of the day. So I get to the verse of the day, and here's the verse of the day today in the Bible. Look at this. Look at the splendor of your skies. You created genius glowing in the heavens. When I gaze at your moon and your stars, mounted like jewels in their setting, I know you are the fascinating artist who fashioned it all. When I look up and I see such wonder and workmanship above, I have to ask this question. I gotta ask this question. Compared to all this cosmic glory, why would you ever bother with puny, mortal man or being? Ooh, don't get me started. I can preach another hour on infatuated. You'll be infatuated with Adam's son. Why are you so infatuated with me? You're the star breeder, you're the ocean maker, you're the whale creator, you're the rhino designer. Who are you?
Rhino designer.
And he goes on verse 5, and he says, yet what honor you have given to me? Created only a little lower than Elohim, which is the name of creator God, artist God. You want to call God artist? At some point tonight before you go to bed, man, you're Elohim. And he'll hear, you're the best artist ever. But Lord of Elohim, crowned by kings and queens with glory and magnificence. You have delighted, you have delegated to them mastery over all you have made. You've made me a partner with you. I used to think my preaching was mostly about you. And you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I've discovered my preaching is mostly about me.